I would like to share with you a story that happened 2 weeks ago that made a very deep impression on me. There is a bacher learning in Prager's yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a former Riverdale Talmud. And he got a phone call, picked up his cell phone, and the person on the other line said, "Hello, this is your friend, Yudel Fisher." As most people know, Hagoyin Rev Yudel Fisher is the first year Beis Medrash Magid Chair in Riverdale Yeshiva. He said, "Hello, this is your friend Yudel Fisher. I'm calling to tell you that I said over a beautiful chiddush from you, a beautiful thought and learning from you during Shir today in Yeshiva. I have it written down in your name, and I said it over." Imagine how the bacher felt. But there's more to the story. When I heard this, so I said, okay, I thought that's, wow, it must have been something really special that he did. But the bacher himself added that he knows for a fact that Reb Yudel Fisher, when he hears a good kasha or a good teretz from a bacher, he writes it down. And remember, he's first year Beis Medrash, bacher like 17, 18. He writes it down, and then the next time they come back to that mesechta or that inyan, what he does is he calls up, he says it over in shir, and then he calls up the person and says, "You know, I just said it over this kasha from you. In fact, this bacher said that his brother-in-law also was a Talmud of Yudel Fisher in Riverdale, and one day the phone rings in his house of this newly married younger man, and his sister answered the phone, and Rav Yudel Fisher says, 'Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, your husband said shir today in Riverdale Yeshiva. I said over a kasha from him in his name. He said shir today in Riverdale Yeshiva.'" What a Rebbe. If one Rebbe learns from this, it's worth the whole podcast. Imagine what that does to a Talmud, that years later, the Rebbe is saying over to all the Talmidim, he's saying over in shir in his name. But I want to add something to this. I want to add that this is not only a lesson for a Rebbe. It's a lesson for every person. Like we've said over many, many times, that the Rambam says that the greatest chesed is to make someone feel good with words. If a lady sees another lady going shopping, and the girl is getting all nervous and making whatever fuss, "I don't like this," and the mother has patience with the child, and another mother who sees that calls up a few days later the first mother and says, "You know, I really learned from you how to be a good mother. I learned from you. I see what patience you give your daughter. I'm learning from that." Or even if she calls 3 months later or a year later and says, "You should know, I learned from you how to be a good mother. I learned from you the way you're supposed to treat someone." This is the greatest chesed, making someone feel good with words. And I'll end with the following thing. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayikra says that someone who does chesed, Hashem makes him a happy person. Every person wants to be happy. And now that we know that the Rambam says that the greatest chesed is to make someone feel happy with words, we can all do it. We can all fulfill the mitzvah derayis of chesed and all become happy people.